This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Frida Liu here together with Audrey Raj. We're listening to the voices of SMEs.
Yes, we've heard mixed reviews about how social enterprises are doing during this MCO, right? And some have been forced to put their operations on hold to conserve cash at this time. You know, others have pivoted to do some amazing things for frontliners, for the poor, for the raya at large. One of these social enterprises is Batik Boutique. They're an award-winning social enterprise that was created to disrupt the cycle of poverty in Malaysia.
Founded by Amy Cox Blair, Batik Boutique trains women from low-income backgrounds here in KL to produce gifts and fashion accessories made from batik. She has a production centre where these women convene every day to design and sew some truly beautiful handmade products. So you would think with the MCO, all this would come to a grinding halt.
You would think.
I can tell you now, it has not. So we managed to get Amy on the phone with us to tell us more. So Amy, thanks for speaking to us. How's the MCO been treating you and Batik Boutique?
The MCO has affected Batik Boutique's day-to-day operations drastically. We went within a 24-hour time period from all working together, running boutiques, to working from our houses and discovering that we needed to pivot online. I think we spent the first couple weeks just sort of making sure everyone was okay and knew how to operate in our new environment. And we've just had to pivot in all things and what we're trying to sell and how we're trying to sell it, how we're bundling products together, how we're communicating to customers. So we've had a huge learning curve and worked hard as a team for the past couple of weeks to adjust to these new day-to-day operations.
Now, Amy, most of your staff are women from the PPR flats, you know, who need the income to support their families. How are they faring at this time?
The women that we work with from the PPR flats are obviously struggling. At first, we made sure that they had their pay through the end of March, even if they weren't able to sew, because they live very much in the moment, in the now, and don't have a lot of savings to draw from. Second, we made sure via a nonprofit that we work with that each of them was on a food distribution list so that they were able to get their basic necessities. A few of them who don't live in the flats but live in another location, our company ordered food for to send to them to make sure that they've had everything. Mm. We're staying in close contact with them, also just making sure that they're all physically taken care of. And I think, you know, if you live in a flat with one bedroom or maybe two with several kids, it's a tight space. And so I think they're all getting a bit antsy, and we're trying to rethink how can they be involved and participate in what they can do right now.
Has the recent extension to the MCO forced you to rethink your line of offerings at the moment, you know, or your future campaigns? I mean, Raya is around the corner.
Yeah, the extension of the MCO has forced us to just rethink all of our campaigns. I think we're still trying to do a Save Raya campaign where we're offering a bit more of our homewares and accessory pieces and gift sets. We had this amazing collection lined up for men's and sons, like boys, batik shirts, because I think that's a gap in the market and we were so excited about it. But most of the fabric is still sitting in the middle of production in batik artist villages and can't be finished. And our photo shoot had to move. And so now we're just pulling together to figure out what is it that we can offer and what's Raya going to look like this year when we're all celebrating it from home. So we're trying to do our best to come up with a stay-at-home Raya, possibly, and figure out what we can sell for that.
So, Amy, how have you been keeping Batik Boutique relevant at this time? Now, some social enterprises are suffering, others are thriving. What's the key element in keeping things running during this period?
At our sewing center, we have a sign painted on the wall that says, "She believed she could, so she did." And that's been a big motivating factor for me leading our company in this challenging time. We've since started working on PPE equipment, gowns, hoods, boot covers, to serve the medical staff on the front lines. There's a huge shortage that we have in Malaysia, getting our medical staff the proper protection that they need for fighting this COVID virus. And our artisans and our staff, we have a skill set because we're good at sewing. We have industrial cutters. We can move faster than, you know, say someone sewing from their home. So we're rallying together corporates and individuals to help sponsor some of these PPE gowns. And I think that's been huge for us moving forward, to have hope, to be able to actually do something to help. You know, it's not a fun feeling if you just kind of feel helpless about something. And I've been really encouraged with our team and our seamstresses getting involved, because even though, you know, maybe we all have our own stress and our own needs, I find if we're able to do something for others, that's helpful in this. And so I'm really proud of our team. I'm proud of the corporates getting involved and the individual friends and customers that we have. So we're going to be sewing thousands of these gowns for hospitals at need, and just wanting to support as a brand and as the artists that we work with, wanting to support being part of the solution and doing what we can to help in this time.
Amy, what's the long-term plan for Batik Boutique? You know, considering the retail market is expected to be soft for the rest of the year.
The long-term plan for Batik Boutique is to continue to become the premier batik brand globally. The MCO doesn't change that, and it may change the way we get there or how long it takes us to get there, but that's still our plan. I think considering that retail is going to be soft for the rest of the year, we're transitioning to selling more online. We've started working with a digital marketing agency. We're offering free shipping within Malaysia, and we're still providing sometimes same day or next day delivery, which I think is quite phenomenal. So if anyone's out there looking for batik painting kits for your kids to do, or Batu Seremban games to try to play, or we even offer a hand sanitizer and headband gift set. We call it Keeping It Clean. Mm-hmm. If you're finding that you want to send a gift to a friend that you miss or a colleague just to check in on them, we've got gift sets available. You can order at our website, thebatikboutique.com. And again, we offer free shipping in Malaysia and doing bundled sets. So that's one of the things that we're just trying to figure out is how to pivot. For corporates, which is about a huge part of our business, is the B2B market. We're still working with corporates trying to figure out how can we be on the front lines together? How can we serve families of people with medical staff? Can we send care packages to your staff just to tell them that you haven't forgot about them, that you miss them, to your colleagues, those kind of gifts? And then we're still trying to do a lot of gifts with purchases from online orders and larger brands. So I think that will be what pushes us forward as we grow our B2B online sales market. We still are going to be pivoting and pushing for our B2B market. We're still going to be pushing that one. And then as the B2C market can grow.
So, Amy, what's the biggest challenge for you as an entrepreneur during this period? Now, has it taught you anything new about yourself or entrepreneurship in general?
I think as an entrepreneur, we actually have an advantage in this situation. Yes, I mean, everything, all my cash flow stopped in, you know, one 24-hour time period. And so that's not fun to deal with. But I think as entrepreneurs, you know, we know how to pivot. We know how to problem solve. We know how to work hard. We have serious grit. If you've ever made it beyond a couple years in your business, then you've got serious grit. You've got tenacity and work ethic. And I think what I've laughed a few times and probably cried a few other times when I've realized that a lot of what's happening, it reminds me of our startup days. It reminds me when I was working, you know, with one other person in my house, sitting across the room in my living room, you know, trying to figure out how are we gonna help people, how are we gonna sell this product. It reminds me of those days, though we're constrained by a lot more. Like, you know, I couldn't find a printer open the other day to print some things we needed done. And then, you know, we can't have that same team meeting where we creative problem solve. There's always some logistical thing happening with our calls. So there's more constraints around us and confinements. But I really think as entrepreneurs, now's our time to shine. Like, now's our time to work hard and to prove that, you know, these 60% of SMEs that are, you know, supporting the backbone of Malaysia, now's the time where we pivot. Now's the time where we put our heads together, we collaborate, and we move forward. For me, that's, we're wired for this. And I think it's challenging for sure, and it's going to be a long road and a hard one, but I'm trying to encourage my team and myself and all the entrepreneurs out there, you know, we've got this, like, let's do this. We know how to do this. We're wired for this. So let's do our best to help the economy of Malaysia, the health and safety of Malaysia, and just keep believing that it's not going to last forever, and we're going to come out of it better and stronger, even if we have to pivot, and even if our business doesn't quite look the same. We can pull through this together. So that's my message to all of us out there. Let's do this.
Let's do this indeed.
Right. Thanks, Amy.
That was Amy Cox-Blair, founder of Batik Boutique. There's a really good article about Amy and the Batik Boutique family that came out in the Edge Markets yesterday. It's called Pivoting to Help Out in a Time of Crisis. Go look for it online if you have the time.
Of course you do.
Yes. Yeah, all of us do, actually. All right. Up next, it's Powering Through the Pandemic. On today's episode, Arv speaks to the guys from Epic Homes who build houses for the Orang Asli community. What are they doing during this MCO? You got to stay tuned to find out. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.